Good morning and welcome back to another Wide World of Sports morning update. You are with Mike Pearsall on this Thursday. Thanks for joining us. We'll start with the NRL, where South Sydney superstar Latrell Mitchell is calling on league bosses to make an example of Roosters prop Spencer Lenu if the racism allegations are true. Mitchell says his priority is supporting Broncos star Ezra Mam, who was allegedly called a monkey during the Las Vegas opener, but he also doubled down on calling for a tough penalty.
Yeah, this stuff isn't tolerated in the game and should be scrubbed out, and I hope that Peter and Andrew Abdo are taking serious consideration on the way this should be dealt with.
The Knights are desperate to start their NRL season on a winning note when they host the Raiders tonight. Last year's semi-finalists have away games in Townsville and Auckland coming up. Coach Adam O'Brien says his team is keen to burst out of the blocks in front of their home fans.
It's no secret we've got a pretty tough month in terms of travel and opposition. So getting off to a really good start is always important.
To AFL, the Code has launched its new opening round concept in Sydney ahead of tonight's season opener. The SCG will be sold out for the Swans-Demons game. Then tomorrow night, GWS will host Collingwood at a packed Giants Stadium. Captain Toby Green says the AFL's initiative of starting the season in the Northern States is a winner.
It probably is our biggest home and away game, you know, probably ever. So you know, it's an amazing opportunity for footy in New South Wales and Sydney, and, you know, with the Swans going really well as well, you know, you feel like there's a lot of momentum.
The Swans have been trying unsuccessfully to have new recruit Brody Grundy dish the dirt on his old team, the Demons, ahead of tonight's match. Grundy will make his debut for the Swans. His teammate Dane Rampey says Grundy has been protective of his former side.
Brody hasn't given us anything. He couldn't say many more nicer things about you guys. It's actually been quite frustrating for us. We're asking him to give us an insight, and he plays a straight bat. So you got a good one there.
In rugby union, Waratahs fly half Tane Edmonds says he can't help but dream of a Wallabies call-up in the near future. He impressed Australia coach Joe Schmidt during the Tars' shock win over the Crusaders during Super Round, but Edmonds says he has to make sure he's playing consistent footy to get there.
I'd be lying if I said that I didn't want to wear the Wallaby gold. It's something that has been a dream of mine for a long time. Been saying that, as I said a few times, I think that's something that comes with good performances and winning games for your state.
Cameron Green has moved up 22 places to 23rd spot on the ICC's test batting rankings after his unbeaten 174 against New Zealand. Out of form teammates Steve Smith and Marnus Labuschagne have both slipped. Smith down to number 3 below Joe Root. Labuschagne is out of the top 10 entirely. The second test in New Zealand will get underway tomorrow. No sooner had he agreed to return to the Sydney Kings on a 3-year deal, Brian Gorgian was plotting their next championship. Gorgian won 3 straight titles with the Kings in the early 2000s. He says he wants more of the same.
You're putting a team together to win a championship, and if you don't, you're disappointed. So that means more than one, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, we should be champions.
The Southside Flyers have defeated the Melbourne Boomers 93-77 to secure a 2-1 series win in the WNBL semi-finals. They'll play the Perth Lynx in the grand final series. To football, the Champions League round of 16 is on this morning. Manchester City has kicked off against Copenhagen with a 3-1 lead on aggregate. Real Madrid faces Leipzig at home, up 1-0 from the first leg. In some not great news from Real Madrid, prosecutors in Spain are calling for their coach, Carlo Ancelotti, to be jailed for 4 years and 9 months for allegedly avoiding €1 million in tax. Those Champions League games, you can catch them all live on demand. You can catch the highlights or you can watch them after they've finished. It's all available to you on Stan Sport. And elsewhere in football, the Young Matildas have defeated Uzbekistan 2-0 in their second group match at the Under-20s Asian Cup. So the Young Matildas undefeated at that tournament there. Quickly around the grounds in surfing, Aussie Jack Robinson is impressed on the opening day of the World Surf Tour event in Portugal with the second highest heat total of the day, including a massive air on a right-hander. Heavyweights Griffin Colapinto and Gabriel Medina have been sent to the elimination rounds. In tennis, the Indian Wells Masters, which is often referred to as the fifth major, that's now underway in California. Aussies Thanasi Kokkinakis, Chris O'Connell, Alexei Popperin and Jordan Thompson will all be in action today. And Masters champion John Rahm says the official world golf ranking is not a good system. After LIV Golf withdrew its application to join, a letter from CEO Greg Norman has told players it will be withdrawing and won't be pursuing its bid to gain access to the world ranking points. He says it's now clear that the best way forward for LIV as a league and LIV golfers is not through the current ranking system. That is the very latest from Wide World of Sports today. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch our afternoon podcast later today, or I'll see you tomorrow on Friday. Thanks for joining us.